soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on October 1st, 2015. Today I was reading Proverbs chapter 1. And I was amazed today. I've been reading a chapter of Proverbs each day for the most part for quite some time now. And I'm amazed at how prophetically it was speaking today. And what's there, what's written, and the contrast, the woes of not walking in wisdom, but walking in foolishness, but how wisdom and instruction cry like a voice that can be heard, and it goes out to the simple throughout the land, and calling people to receive instruction, to be teachable, correctable. Why? Because it'll bring life, blessing, and peace, and joy, whereas the opposite is judgment, confounding, misery, death. I'm just going to read through this today, and as the Spirit of the Lord prompts, we'll just share. But let's listen with our hearts to the Lord. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction. You know, this word to know is very interesting, and it's the same phrase that's used as a man and a woman, or as Adam knew his wife, Eve. But it's to know. It's to very deeply, intimately experience the depths, and to know wisdom, and to know instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. The word perceive is similar to sight or seeing with your eyes, but it's far more, it involves more senses of knowledge and understanding with the mind and cognitive and spiritual processes, height, depth, width, length. That's what perception is. Otherwise, you're just seeing very linear. But it's a heart issue to understand. And this is why even wise and prudent become blinded by the Lord, because he shuts their eyes because of their hypocrisy, religiosity. This is in Isaiah chapter 29, 10 through 13. Even prophets and seers, the rulers, who you would think would have sight and became spiritually blind, as was instructed there. But to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. God's concerned about these things. God's very concerned, even under the law of Moses, which was to lead us to Christ until the seed came, which was Christ, and faith. That's in Galatians. Then it could not perfect anything, but the teaching was there to lead us to Christ. But when the religious people, the Pharisees and the scribes and the lawyers and all that, they were so meticulous about keeping the law of washing cups and the outsides of platters, and religiosity with the corruption of traditions came in, they didn't realize that it was the heart that was God was concerned. It was not what goes into a man that defiles the man, but what came out of him. And only God can clean our heart, search our heart, cleanse it, renew it, regenerate it. It's all by washing and regeneration of the Holy Spirit. But the Lord said, you know, you ought to have had the love of God. You ought to have had faith and mercy and judgment, and not to have left the other undone. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. If you read Proverbs, you'll find out he deals with harlotry, the woes of sexual immorality, and the destruction they bring to young men, as young women that are adamant about what they want and what they'll use to get it, and how they bring men into the pit. Whoa, whoa, be instructed, young men. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, consent thou not. See, I remember as a young boy, I was instructed by my parents. Don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the friends, the group that say, let's go do this, let's go do that, let's go cause mischief. But do the right thing. And even if you have to stand aside, let them go on, but you do the right thing. I was taught that from a child. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause, you know, just to cause problem. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let's all have one purse. And there's people like that. They're called pirates. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which take away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom cries outside, she utters her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she utters her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you, because I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regardeth. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're reading the book of Proverbs, and we're seeing today and hearing today the word of prophecy, the prophetic spirit of the Lord bringing conviction. Because why? The Lord is saying that he's crying out, that he's calling out. The Holy Spirit is calling men to repentance, to be instructed, to turn from their ways of evil and wickedness. But again, the Lord is saying that people wouldn't listen. Well, we're going to hear prophetically what the end of refusing to listen is. But you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as a desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. You hear this, ladies and gentlemen? People are laying a snare for themselves, a trap. They're making it. They're making a bed, and they're going to lie in it. And that's what the Lord is saying, because they would not be instructed. They wouldn't hear reproof. They hardened their heart against the conviction of the Lord. They hated knowledge. They would not fear the Lord, who's God Almighty, who's Lord of heaven and Lord of earth. I was just reading that as Jesus called to his Father. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Well, praise the Lord. That's good news. Because we're going to see all these things confounded in the last days. The wicked are surely going to be under the judgment hand of God. And others will find the mercy of God and be quiet from the fear of evil. We're going to continue to read. And from the second chapter of Proverbs, my son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And listen, this is what God is telling you to go for. And as you read these words in the book of Proverbs, you'll see that the merchandise of wisdom and understanding is far greater value than gold or silver or any merchandise of anything that you could find. You've got to have the knowledge of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord. And it says, seek it, search for it. And it's a lonely path because not most people have any delight in these things. Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to those that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yes, every good path. When wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul. And the very converse of the opposite is true. You'll despise the wisdom that's from the earth, that is below earthly, sensual, and devilish, and confusion. Discretion shall preserve you. Understanding shall keep you. To deliver you from the way of the evil, from the man that speaks perverse things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the way of darkness. We've talked about the people that walk the way of Cain, or have gone the way of Korah, or have gone ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. People that depart from the faith, people that depart from the truth, they're ensnared. They rejoice to do evil and delight in the perverseness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they pervert in their paths. And to deliver you from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flatters with her words, which forsakes the guide of her youth, forgets the covenant of her God, for her house inclines unto death, and her paths unto the dead. People don't realize that anymore, do they? Harlotry is so prolific, so extensive nowadays, people just think it's commonplace. They do not realize how deadly it is. They have drugs. Take this drug, take that drug, they think will heal from the perversity of sexual iniquity. But the blood of Jesus is only that which can truly clean and cleanse and deliver. For her house inclines unto death and her paths unto the dead. None that go under her return again, and neither take they hold of the paths of life. That you may walk in the way of good and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. This is the prophetic word today that you've heard from Proverbs chapter 1 and Proverbs chapter 2. And I bless the little flock of the Lord today that's here and there, scattered out, but we have a hope. We have an inheritance with the Lord, and we're to endure and be strong in our faith and to grow in our faith and to minister the words of truth one to another. And I'm going to read to you today from Psalms 34, 15 and following. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Praise the Lord. Here's another text from the New Testament that I was reading today that also spoke a very similar fashion. It's 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let's read this. He was talking about, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Now, isn't this interesting? There are people that teach contrary to the Word of God. That's why we should know the Word. That's why we should study the Word. Because when we hear something foreign and contrary from the path of life, as we are reading in Proverbs, we'll recognize it and we'll avoid those teachers. They don't consent to wholesome words or even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. They deny his words. They teach something different. And to the doctrine which is according to godliness. It says in verse 4, he's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof comes envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth. Listen, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. Look out for people that say you can tell you're godly by how you prosper financially or with things or material objects. It says that godliness with contentment is great gain. Where should your contentment come, ladies and gentlemen? Godliness, piety, righteousness, faith, love, peace. See? Because God's not going to let you be desolate. God knows what you need. He knows every hair on your head. He knows your name. He knows where you're at. And he will not leave you to suffer without anything, ever. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Isn't that true? When a baby's born, he's laying there just in his skin, not even something to wear. And the same is true when we leave. You're not taking your goods or even the things that you've stolen from others. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Thankful, for God has provided your very needs, food, clothing, shelter. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. There's that word snare. We listen to this word of snare. Jesus referred to it. It's written in the Proverbs that the snare is for the wicked, the unjust, the disobedient. And all the earth is going to fall into the snare at the very, very end. And it's encircling them right now, and they don't see it. But they that will be rich will fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. There you go. It's the basis, the foundation, the source is from the love of money, the greed, the lust, the coveting, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. Ah, they once knew the truth, but they left. They departed. They veered. They swayed. They were tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the weight, cunning, crafty, sleight of men. And they were deceived, even by the things of the world. And it says here that they were pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you also are called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. And I give you charge in the sight of God, who quickens all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that you keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only has immortality or incorruption, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. An admonition here by Paul. 1 Timothy 6:17, charge them that are rich in this world that they may be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain words, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they might be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. You see this, ladies and gentlemen? See the contrast? This is what true men of God will do. They'll tell the rich, look, don't trust in your monies. Don't trust in your wealth. Trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Do what's right. Help others. Distribute to the needs of others. And that is how you'll have an eternal foundation for the time to come. Praise God. So we've looked at some very heavy scriptures today, particularly as we heard prophetically through the voice of the Lord speaking through Proverbs chapter 1 and Proverbs chapter 2. Chapters that probably most people wouldn't look at, that would speak so clearly, and admonitions and rebuke laying out for people that what you sow, you'll reap. And it says this in the New Testament, God is not mocked, that what you sow, you will reap. And if you sow to your flesh, you'll reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap life, eternal. So people are in the valley of decision, weighing, in the way, being weighed. What will they choose? What will they be? What will they remain? Let's read some texts that were written for our learning, for our admonition, that we would learn from the erring ways of Israel and Judah. And this is from Isaiah chapter 3, verse 8 and following. For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance does witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Do you see? Where did the evil come? They created it. They caused it. They sowed it. They're going to reap it. They drew the lines of what they would receive, just as the prophetic word spoke in Proverbs 1 and 2. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked. It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. It goes on, and in verse 13, the Lord stands up to plead and stands to judge the people. Another text from Jeremiah 2, verse 17. Have you not procured this unto yourself, in that you have forsaken the Lord your God when he led you by the way? Haven't you caused it? Haven't you created? Haven't you made that to happen yourself? Yes. And now what have you to do in the way of Egypt to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what have you to do in the way of Assyria to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness shall correct you, and your backsliding shall reprove you. Know, therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that you have forsaken the Lord your God, and that my fear is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts. For of old time I have broken your yoke and burst your bonds. And you had said, I will not transgress when upon every hill, every high hill, and under every green tree you wander playing the harlot. Yet I had planted you a noble vine, completely right seed. How then are you turned into a degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? And God is perplexed. He's the husbandman. He's the gardener. And the same text is similar in Isaiah 5, and Jesus quotes it in the New Testament. I planted good seed, and look at you. I gave you grace. I gave you faith. I gave you scripture. I gave you the Holy Spirit. I gave you gifts and enablements. And I was the potter, and you were the clay. And I would have molded you into the image of my dear son, but you refused. We're going to read some text from the prophet Zephaniah. Chapter 1, verse 12. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That attitude is prevalent today. People think God is asleep. They think God is way out in space somewhere, busy doing something else other than watching with his eyes to and fro throughout all the earth. The Lord sees, the Lord hears, the Lord knows. And he's not be mocked. And as we read in Isaiah, God stands up to judge. He is standing, and his eyes are open, and his glistening sword is sharpened and ready for the slaughter. Therefore their goods shall become a booty, and their houses a desolation. They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, but not drink the wine thereof. This is when God confounds. This is when God destroys the plans and the plots they've had and knocks them over. The great day of the Lord is near. It's near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man, shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble, a day of distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men that they shall walk like blind men because they've sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. This is the word of the Lord. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. And this is Trevor Davis with RealtyReportNetwork.com, the sponsor of this broadcast. And I do really hope you are receiving and pondering, considering these things of this broadcast, because they are long, long, long enduring, age enduring. And you ought to really take heed and consider these things. You can contact me by going to RealtyReportNetwork.com. And if you have any needs in real estate in California, Wyoming, or Montana, selling, buying, or investing, contact me. This is a very important day. Trevor Davis, 866-536-4605. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.